And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
By gum, it is I, and nice to have you along here for this very windy Wednesday, Thursday. No, actually, my hat blew clear off my head this afternoon, and I was carrying a box at the time. So if you can picture this, I'm running in the parking lot with a box in my hand, chasing after my hat, and Mother Nature is having a big belly laugh over this, because as I'm getting closer to the hat goes further and further away. So I finally had to, like, leap out and stab the hat with my foot in order to grab it and put it back on my head. Just thought you'd want to know. Anyway, so I'm not the only big wind in town today. We're here with Talk of the Town, and in just a moment we're going to be talking wine. And why not? It's almost the end of the day. Might as well start talking about it now. David Baird from the Verde Valley Wine Festival will be joining us with our Talk of the Town Cottonwood segment. Casey Rennie has the day off, and so I will be taking the reins and talking about wine with David Baird from the Verde Valley Wine Festival. And then we got lots more coming up after that. So stick around. It is Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Let's talk wine.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And yesterday we attended a lovely affair at the Alcantara Vineyards over in the Verde Valley. It was a fundraiser for the Verde Valley Humane Society. And I got to be the master of ceremonies, being as it was and still is my only marketable skill. But we had a lovely band, wonderful food from Colt Grill, and the sponsors did a great job of putting this on. It was a Puppies and Jazz Wine Fest, and a great time was had by all. And why not? Because wine is definitely the four-letter word that everybody is paying attention to in the Verde Valley these days, and David Baird is no stranger to wine. In fact, the Verde Valley Wine Festival is coming up, and he's here to talk about it. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, Sanford. Nice to be here.
I must say that the Verde Valley Wine Fest has grown in size, probably commensurate, I guess, with the growth of the wine country there in the Verde Valley. So talk a little bit about the preparations that are underway for this year's Verde Valley Wine Fest.
Well, you know, luckily, they're just about all done. there's a lot that goes into this event. We have about 15 different wineries that will be attending this year, a few breweries, bunch of different culinary offerings, three bands, just a great bunch of people. You know, as far as preparations go, it's done by myself and two other team members, and for the most part, it's just the three of us that pull this whole thing together. And you know, with some slight hiccups here and there, we did have to change the location of our venue. Last 2 years, we've done it at the Parkdale Town Park, but due to some mandatory soil remediation programs that are happening here in Clarkdale, we had to change the location of the event over to the Clarkdale Town Complex. So a little hiccup there, just a bit of, you know, realigning and whatnot to get done, but we're about there, so.
Okay. Well, and it's important that people know that the location of the venue has changed slightly, although it is still taking place within the town of Clarkdale. The thing that really impressed me last year about the festival, well, there were several things, but one thing in particular was the attempt of the culinary people that showed up to create foods that paired well with wines. And there were a number of booths that we stopped by last year where the items that they were making, even though they are, you know, bite-sized, they're still very substantial, and some were extremely well paired with red wine, some with white. And is that something you guys talk about at all when you are, you know, recruiting these food vendors to create things that will pair well with wine?
To be 100% honest with you, no, we don't dictate anything that they bring, but we do make it very clear that this is a high-end wine event. And luckily we've got such great, you know, great restaurants here in the Verde Valley that they really rise to the occasion. Even, you know, smaller restaurants like Randall's, which mainly does breakfast, they found some stuff that paired really great white wine. Like I said, it's just, they step up for the opportunity to be at the event. And, you know, what we do on our end to entice those sort of things is, you know, there are other events out there that, you know, you'd pay a fee to be there. You'd have to supply a lot of your own stuff. We try to supplement as much for you as possible, and we don't charge any fees. And really the goal is for this to become, you know, a sampling, culinary, and libation event where, you know, people know that they, you know, it's not necessarily lunch or dinner, but we are trying to make sure that everybody gets that a little something to nibble on while they're tasting from all of these. You know, we have quite a few wineries that are there, and they all bring quite a bit of wine. So we want to give everybody the opportunity to, you know, enjoy it responsibly, but, you know, really make the rounds and make those connections with these local wineries.
And I noticed, too, there's a fairly significant number of vendors there that are selling, artwork and things that are supplementary to the wine and food industry. Our buddies that have the olive oil traders were there last year. And I just noticed that there's the merchandise mix there also is, quite appropriate for the theme of the Verde Valley Wine Festival.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's very intentional. You know, the big difference with this year versus years past, because of the location change, we did have to scale back the sheer number of vendors that we had. Last year we had over 75 vendors. This year we're down to about 45 or so. And it's just because the new location it's going to be beautiful, but it is a bit smaller. So we still wanted to make sure that we weren't losing much in the way of culinary and libation offering, but we don't have as many artists as we've had in the past. But we still have a good amount, quite a few.
And the music that was provided last year too, I thought was quite diverse. You had a number of people that were, although acoustically inclined, you had some that kind of leaned more towards blues, some that leaned more towards folk, and it was kind of a nice, a nice spread of different, musical tastes, but all seemed to kind of fit real nice with the overall, ambiance of the event. Is it any secret? Can you reveal who will be playing at this year's Verde Valley Wine Fest?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you wanted to go, or your listeners wanted to go to the VerdeValleyWineFestival.com, they can see a full list of all of the vendors that are going to be there and the bands that we'll be having this year. The goal with the music at this event, our focus is on the wine and the food. We want to make sure that the music that we have there complements it but doesn't compete with it. So, it's not a concert. We want nice, kind of fun music that can be enjoyed personally or just, in the background, too. So, again, that's VerdeValleyWineFestival.com, where you can find a full list under the Saturday Main Event tab of everybody that will be joining us.
Well, let's take a quick pause, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the VIP experience, which is very special, the way the Verde Valley Wine Fest has put this together, and folks that come have a little, memorabilia to take with them when they leave the event. But we're going to take a quick break right now. More Verde Valley Wine Fest coming your way next here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettle's High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettle's. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. What I like
about you. Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back with David Baird from the Ferdy Valley Wine Festival. This will be coming up here quite soon, actually, on Saturday, May the 12th. And we talked about, I teased about the VIP situation, and so talk a little bit about what the VIP people get besides early admission, which for some people, that's all they really need is to get a jump on everybody else.
Yeah, so something a little special that we're doing this year that we haven't done in the past is actually the VIP starts off the Friday night before. If you're on the website, you're looking to purchase tickets. We have two tiers for VIP. One is the VIP ticket itself for Saturday, the main event, and that does get you in an hour before everybody else, kind of lets you beat the crowd. We'll also have VIP parking right at the event for those VIP ticket holders, so a little less hiking for you. So upon your arrival, you're going to get a six-bottle wine bag that will have a T-shirt in it, a Ferdy Valley Wine Festival T-shirt, and a 4-8 Wineworks T-shirt. 4-8 Wineworks is the we're the ones that hold the event itself, and then you'll get your choice of either a 4-8 Wineworks beer glass. You'll also get your Ferdy Valley Wine Festival glass and your Ferdy Valley Wine Festival plate for your sampling, and so that all comes with that $135 VIP ticket price. Now, if you wanted to add a little more to that, the night before we have our VIP Platinum dinner, which is going to be held at the Men's Lounge at the Clarkdale Town Complex, where we're actually doing a live auction to benefit the Arizona Veterans Alliance. We've partnered with two different nonprofits for this event. Really, we can't do these events without nonprofits. So, we're very grateful to them. So the Friday night before, we'll be doing a live auction with this wonderful auctioneer named Todd out of Paso Robles, actually. He's traveling up here to be our live auctioneer, where you'll get a chance to bid on a whole bunch of really, really great things. We've got artwork, we've got hotel stays, we've got wine packages all over. We're actually in the works right now, something really special, but I don't want to reveal that yet. we've got three different restaurants that will be there preparing the food for us, and we're kind of doing like almost like a course adventure sort of thing, where you're going to start off with our intro course, which will be served outside, right out front with, done by Scott's Main Street Cafe. And then we're going to go inside for our main course, which will be prepared by the Merchant Vineyards Osteria. And then after that, we've got dessert from the Mine Cafe out of Jerome, and coffee done by Rentau coffee company that will be out, and they're out of Sedona. And again, it's some live music there, lots of wine to enjoy, great food, and the entertainment is the live auction itself, where everything will go back to the Arizona Vineyards Alliance, which is a really great nonprofit. It means a lot to me. They're doing a lot of great things to get the Arizona wine industry out into the world. You know, in the Arizona wine industry, some of our hurdles in the beginning was getting our locals to know it and understand it and like it, you know, and that's something we're still working on, but we're breaking through that. Now we want people in California that are talking, or in New York that are talking about California wine and Washington wine, we want to get it out to them. And the Arizona Vineyards Alliance is doing a great job of bringing those, you know, master sommeliers and wine writers, travel writers, things like that out here to, explore the Arizona wine industry and then go back and tell their friends about it. And, you know, this live auction goes to help pay for those sort of things. So, you know, whether you're participating in the festival or not, or if you're a member of the Arizona Vineyards Alliance, everybody in the wine industry, and I think, you know, everybody in the state benefits from these efforts and getting Arizona a bit more recognition. So that is the VIP Platinum dinner. So that's the Friday night before. And then that also gets you VIP tickets for the next day's event. So
Now on this VIP Platinum, since it's the first time that you've ever done this, how many people are you planning on serving with it?
Well, we did do the VIP Platinum dinner last year. We did do that, but it wasn't the live auction as well. Last year we had we filled up the Merkin Vineyards Osteria with about 60 people. This year we're looking for about 100, 120 people or so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, take a moment and tell me a little bit about 4-8 Wineworks, because obviously that's a big player in terms of pulling off this festival. What's 4-8 Wineworks all about?
Yeah, so it's also a real neat, very unique operation. So 4-8 Wineworks is Arizona's only winemakers cooperative, and what that means is that we have one production facility that's called 4-8 Wineworks, where we allow multiple small batch licensed winemakers to come in and produce their own wine just using our equipment. You know? And then the tasting room in Clarkdale is the retail outlet for those winemakers. Now these winemakers will distribute all over the place, but you know, we don't tell them what to do with their business at all. We just ask them to make wine from grapes. But for the most part, all the creative control is on them, but we help to kind of save them quite a bit of money, in the, you know, for those high ticket items like, you know, the press and the December and the forklifts and things like that. It's already paid for, you just come in and use it. So, it's kind of a neat thing, and it's helping to kind of stimulate this industry from the bottom, and really help grow it. We've had Chateau Tumbleweed is one of our favorite success stories. They were one of our first tenants at the co-op, and they were our first to move on, and that made room for the Oddity Wine Collective, which is a great team of people that are doing a really nice job with that. So it's an incubator for these small batch winemakers.
Well, and the wineries that are going to be represented at the Verde Valley Wine Fest include names that you've heard here on our radio stations a number of times. Arizona Stronghold, of course, is one of our sponsors, as well as Passion Cellars, and Burning Tree Cellars and Caduceus. But you actually are reaching a little bit further outside of the Verde Valley to bring in some other Arizona wineries as part of this event.
Yeah, absolutely. That was kind of a really important thing to me to do, is even starting at year one, is to, you know, Southern Arizona is such a wealth of resources for us, and that's where a good amount of our grapes are grown here in Arizona anyway. And we have lots of friends down there. Sand Reckner, Dos Cabezas, Garage East, Callaghan, Rune Wines, all those guys are, you know, they're taking the plunge to come up here and get their wines in front of, you know, the Verde Valley and whoever else comes up. And, you know, really it's hard to do that all the time. I know that Northern Arizona wineries go down because they've got some really big festivals down south, but, I haven't seen a lot in Northern Arizona that are trying to appeal to those Southern Arizona wineries as well. So it's really a nice thing to get, you know, just kind of showcase our industry as one industry and not Northern versus Southern and vice versa, you know.
Now, it's said that with regard to things that are new, it's usually referred to more in real estate than anything else, that the pioneers get the arrows and the settlers get the land. And I'm wondering if that's really kind of the state of where we're at with the Arizona wine industry right now, because, you know, there were people that took a large financial risk to try to establish this burgeoning wine country here in the Verde Valley, and So how far along are they, in your mind, in terms of overall acceptance as not just on the way to a designation as an American viticulture area association, an AVA, I guess is what they call it. And how much have we learned since those first wines got made a few years back?
Oh, well, there's a couple of questions. In fact, I mean, it's my belief that we're still pioneering. We're still working on that. Settlers haven't come in yet. So our industry is still fairly young and if it weren't for those trailblazers that took those risks, 10, 15, 20 years ago, there's no way that, some of us smaller wineries would be here now. I think that as far as where we're at the moment, it kind of circles back to what I had mentioned earlier about the Arizona Vineyards Alliance. Something that didn't happen 10 years ago was that, before, when our tourists would come in and try our wines, 10 or 12 years ago anyway, it was kind of a novelty. What's happened over the last decade or so as far as the entire United States is that it's important for people to buy local. And the farm-to-table idea is, it's important right now. People are paying much more attention to it. And wine is one of those truest forms of farm-to-table. And I think that that's been a big helper. Plus, getting our wines out in front of people outside of the state so that Arizona starts to get some recognition as a fine wine-growing region. And that's happening. It's just everything takes time. And the truth is that for most wineries, whether you're big or small, we have a hard time keeping up with product. The demand is so high that we're burning right through it, and sometimes can't make enough wine for it. So I think it's all on the up and up.
And what contribution does Yavapai College make to the Verde Valley wine situation with the Southwest Wine Center, the viticulture program, a way for the Verde Valley wineries to basically have a ready-made training camp for potential employees down the road?
It's huge. In fact, to kind of get back to your last question, too, the Southwest Wine Center itself works with the Arizona Vineyards Alliance on compiling all of this data. To answer your question about what have we learned, now what we've learned is that we need to get all this data together to figure out what worked and what worked in what region, this year versus another year. What were the changes that were made to make it better, or what didn't work, what did work, and really the Southwest Wine Center is that hub for the information, and it's just been amazing, especially the Southwest Wine Center there. For one, it's a beautiful facility. That's headed up by Michael Pierce, who's one of our tenants as well, Bodega Pierce and Seculum. And he's just a wealth of knowledge, and that school's doing such a great job in that they're able to take risks that a lot of other wineries can't. Or at least aren't willing to yet, because they're doing it for the sake of education, and we're doing it to we make wine to stay alive. So they're doing so much to figure out, some of these really cool experimental things that can be done and things like that. The Southwest Wine Center has just been a huge help.
And distribution, as far as being able to get Arizona wines into the restaurants and so forth, you guys have obviously made some pretty significant strides in that arena as well.
Yeah, it's true. And honestly, I've got to say that I think the credit for that it's a 50-50 thing. I mean, we've got lots of wineries that have been pumping out products that are going well with the food that restaurants like to make and like to serve. But at the same time, these restaurants have been the ones to, take the risk on bringing in wine from a fairly unknown region. And if it weren't for those commitments, we'd be pretty hard up. So thank you to those restaurants.
Well, the Verde Valley Wine Festival is coming up on May 12th, and you can go to their website, verdevalleywinefestival.com, to check out the various admission prices and so on. But the VIP Platinum experience, I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it all the way. Life's kind of short. So why not have great meals, great wine, spend a great weekend in the Verde Valley with the Verde Valley Wine Festival. And David Baird, we thank you for your efforts and wish you and the Verde Valley Wine Festival another great successful event.
Thank you, Sandra.
All right, and so we're going to take from our wine and go to the news, because that's why we drink, because of the news. But then we'll be back to kind of spell it all out. We had a local economist that came and spoke to us earlier this week, and, well, there's a word called mishugana, which means nuts. And tune back in, because if you're wanting to know, just like I want to know, you know, what's the economy going to be like? What's the outlook for business for the rest of this year and for the next couple of years? And what are we going to do about all that student loan debt and government debt and so on? And so we have a retired economics professor from ASU that came and spoke to us earlier this week, and he had some answers. I'm not saying they were the right answers or that they were even smart answers, but he did have some answers. And because economics is in my background, I can speak to what he spoke of. So after the news, we're going to talk some economics and let you know what business is going to be like here in Arizona and even here in the Prescott area. They were specific about economics in the Prescott area. So stay tuned. If you want to know what the rest of the year is going to be like, we'll tell you, at least according to one person. And also, if you happen to know somebody that's got student loan debt, tell them to tune in to KQ&A right now, because after the news, we're going to tell you what a leading economist thinks is going to happen to student loan debt, and you may not like it. When we come back on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and KQ&A.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our Pink Lady, Mara.
One of the prettiest ladies you'll ever meet. Her flowers are the color of pink lipstick blotted on a white tissue.
Gorgeous and carefree, her knee-high flowers sing in the slightest of mountain breeze and a hummingbird's dream diet, all for $12.
She dresses up the mailbox and loves driveway heat and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love ladies in pink, they love to shop.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. No damage or injuries are being reported following a Prescott Valley wildfire. Yesterday afternoon, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to a fire that was very close to a large apartment complex on Market Street. Prescott Fire Department crews and Prescott Valley Police also responded to the scene. The fire had started in grass at the bottom of a 15-foot retaining wall below the apartment complex near Glassford Hill. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority Fire Marshal Rick Chase says it was human-caused. A Dewey Humboldt homeowner has been cited for reckless burning that caused a fire.
At around 9:30 yesterday morning, a man was burning tumbleweeds in his backyard. The fire jumped over a block wall fence and into an open field near the closed smelter plant. The homeowner called 911 and used a garden hose to try to put the blaze out, but with no luck. The fire grew with light winds in the area. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office and the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority responded to the scene. Locks to the commercial property had to be cut to gain access to the fire, which grew to nearly an acre in just a few minutes before crews were able to put out the flames. Sheriff's deputies cited the man for reckless burning due to well-publicized fire restrictions. Attempts to get a burn permit would have been met with clear notice that burning has been suspended. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks lost to the San Francisco Giants 4-3 in 10 innings last night. The third and final game against the Giants is at 6 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Breezy tonight, but warming up for this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 34 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 61 tomorrow and a high of 74 on Saturday. 40 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 69 and a high on Saturday of 82. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sitchka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy pets and animals are a huge part of healthy communities. However, another huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 7th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. You like classic cars and street rods? And don't miss it. It takes place at Yavapai College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 21st, and all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. Food and coffee will also be available. Also on Saturday, April 21st, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 10 till 3. Here you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put on your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. See you there.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back, and it is no surprise that the popularity of drinking wine and beer has risen dramatically over the past several years, some of which can be tied to the lack of GDP growth in the economy. The stagnation of wages, and the overall, how shall we say, lack of civility that takes place in the day-to-day discourse known as social media, which, by the way, I think that's a a real misnomer. It's actually anti-social media, because if you spend any time on it doing something other than your own family scrapbook for your friends to look at, when you actually get into the nuts and bolts of discourse on politics and subjects of real importance, you'll find that social media has empowered morons with a megaphone to basically spew whatever stupidity they learn in their day-to-day lives, and they do it with authority from behind their anonymous cover given to them by the web and the internet and so forth. And what people are finding out is that the anti-social media is, in fact, so much of a turnoff that that behavior is leaking into the day-to-day lives of people in real media, not here on our radio station or this program, thank goodness, but you can't really watch much television anymore without three people screaming at each other and basically, well, we'll just have to leave it there for today. And that's kind of one segment after another where everybody, one person says something, the other person calls them a stupid idiot. And no, you're a stupid idiot. And you know, it's like, and this is what we used to, call, you know, the McLaughlin Group or, William F. Buckley or, you know, the two people that used to point counterpoint, you know, it was at least an intelligent discussion instead of just a bunch of name calling nonsense. So the beneficiary of this anti-social media, which is now becoming a massive turnoff, not to mention the fact that you have these sites like Facebook taking your data and selling it all over the place to people that are, you know, now got their nose in every part of your life. That's the one thing about the radio that's lovely. You don't have to give us your password. You don't have to download your information. We don't even know your social security number when you listen to the radio. And not only that, but the content that you hear, there actually is someone, usually me, that is taking responsibility for what you hear. So you can actually listen to a program without swear words and without sexual innuendo and all that kind of stuff, because there is actually someone, myself, who is responsible for what goes out over the air. If you watched any of the interviews, the Senate testimony with Zuckerberg from Facebook, you realize that while he is in charge of absolutely everything, he knows absolutely nothing about what's going on in his operation. And to me, that's dangerous, you know, especially on that kind of level. I mean, imagine if to listen to the radio, we had to have your name, address, phone number, social security number, birth date, your mom's maiden name, and all that stuff. And then we were able to take that and basically just share it with whoever we wanted to for money. It's like you have basically given your privacy away so that it can be sold on the open market. So we welcome you back to sane social media, local radio, where there is actually responsibility taken and people are not calling each other names, at least not unless they're deserving. So that leads me to The Economist, appeared, Dr. Stephen Happel, a retired ASU economist, the former head of the ASU economics department, perhaps, or, he talked about working with a couple of Nobel Prize economists on his staff. And, you know, I've seen Dr. Happel before. He appeared at Yavapai College a few years back, and he's very entertaining. You know, he's not, and I don't even like the term politically correct. He's not intellectually dishonest. He just says whatever he feels like it, and if you take offense to it, that's up to you. But I, as an economics person, as a degreed economics person who has spent time, you know, looking at the economy, up, down, and sideways, I started tracking the Dow Jones Industrials Average when it was at 652. This is in 1982. I was the producer of the 11 Alive Wall Street Report. And so I know what I'm talking about. I'm not so sure Dr. Happel does. And, you know, that's no slam against, you know, anybody. The, you know, Central Arizona Partnership invited him here. He has a great reputation as an entertaining speaker. And the venue at Embry-Riddle was very nice, and the people there enjoyed what they heard, with the exception of one. But anyway, let me just give you a couple of quick highlights of what Dr. Happel had to say, since it's over with. And you tell me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. First of all, Dr. Happel said that the blue chip economists that all get together and create a forecast are saying that the gross domestic product that we can anticipate for the rest of this year is at 2.8. Now, if you don't know what GDP is, it is the output of all goods and services that are produced domestically here in the United States, the value of that. And that is expressed in terms of a number. And as you might imagine, high numbers are good, low numbers are bad. During the Obama years, with a lot of heavy-duty regulation and a lot of anti-business attitude, the average GDP during his administration was about 1.4. That's exactly half of what we're projecting for this year. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but every decimal point represents billions of dollars of goods and services. So if you double the GDP from 1.4 to 2.8, is there any mystery that when you go about your business around here or literally anywhere else you might travel to in the Southwest, there are houses going up everywhere. Construction is healthy. Vehicle sales are healthy. Retail sales are healthy. Because when people have money in their pockets and feel optimistic, they tend to spend. The spending then goes to the business, and that creates more hiring, it raises more wages, it gives people more of a good feeling to go out and make investments in things like cars and boats and houses and things like that. And that's why, literally, despite the circus that the media tries to portray the current administration, and the administration, quite frankly, does a good job of snapping the whip and raising the chair and trying to make the, you know, the cowardly lion jump from one stool to another also. But the point is, what's being done to boost the economy, this should be like 25-point bold headlines everywhere on buses and bus benches. People should be wearing cardboard signs saying, our economy is booming. Because relative to 1.4, 2.8 is a boom. Now, Dr. Happel says that anything under 3 is really not as healthy as it needs to be. And when you go back and you look at the years under Bill Clinton and even some of the George W. Bush years, and way back in the Kennedy years, a lot of the GDP numbers were huge. They were, you know, 4.4, 5.2. I mean, you know, really massive GDP growth that took place here in the 80s and in the 60s. What has happened since Donald Trump was elected is there's been a reduction, a notable reduction in regulations, which has given businesses a lot of optimism to, and the tax cuts. I mean, you lower the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 21%, and especially lower it for small businesses like S-Corps and LLCs, and my goodness, you know, what do you know? People are getting bonuses, they're getting raises. You know, this is what happens when you cut taxes and cut regulation. It causes economic growth. Now, What do you do with that economic growth? Well, this is where the rubber starts to separate from the tire, and we start riding on the rim. Dr. Happel said, in answer to a question, what do we do about this enormous government debt? We're, you know, over $20 trillion in debt, and it's still going up. And Dr. Happel said, well, what we need to do is we need to grow our way out of it the same way we did during the Clinton years. We ran a surplus, and we were able to take that money and apply it to the debt and pay the debt down and all that kind of stuff. And that really sounds great, except for one thing. Name me a political party that is willing to take the surplus and do anything with it other than spend it. That's the problem. At least when you had a real two-party system, you had one party that wanted to spend the money, you had one party that wanted to cut spending and cut the debt. Well, now, nobody wants to cut the debt. Everybody wants to spend. Everybody wants to be thought of as a champion, bringing home the bacon. Yes, well, the problem with that, of course, is that eventually the debt will crowd out the ability of people like you and me to borrow money to buy houses, to buy cars, to buy boats, to buy land. And then what happens? Well, Dr. Happel didn't really have an answer for that. And, you know, I'm worried about it. I'm concerned about it. You know, debt to GDP ratio used to be 40%. Now it's 70%, and it's rising. Well, you know what happens when your debt to GDP reaches 100%? It means that you're basically borrowing every dollar that you're spending. Every single, right now we're only borrowing 70% of what we're spending. Pretty soon we'll be 100%. And if the government is borrowing 100% of the money, then that means there's no money left for you and me. And they'll either raise taxes, which will kill the economy, or they need to cut spending, which is what they need to do. But nobody's willing to do it. So Dr. Happel had another answer for the other question regarding debt, which was student loan debt. What are we going to do about student loan debt? Dr. Happel said the following, quote unquote, I think we're going to have to look seriously at forgiving that debt. Well, what do you think that means? If you forgive the debt that is owed on government-guaranteed student loans, guess who gets to pay those loans back? You and me, because we are the government. And we guaranteed those student loans, and if they default then and are forgiven, then the government, us, has to pay them back. And so, you know, like Stan Laurel of Laurel and Hardy, I basically just kind of stood there and scratching the top of my head, and I looked to my left, and I looked to my right, and I said to no one in particular, this is another fine mess you've gotten us into. Let's take a quick break, and we'll have some parting thoughts for you when we return here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Money back from ghettos? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with ghettos, the premier Lennox dealer in northern Arizona. The guys and gals at ghettos can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central AC system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. 928-772-2751 or visit ghettoshdm.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Don't settle. Get ghettos.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Now, I tell you, probably one of the creepiest things about this whole social media phenomenon is that you can walk into a store and not buy anything and walk out, and on your phone there will be a message saying, "Thank you for shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond." It's like, really? So they know from tracking your phone where you go. And that is creepy. So now, whenever I'm searching for something, and it says Google would like to, you know, allow, you know, your location, I always put don't allow. I don't want to be followed. Not that anybody's got to worry about where I go, but I want to be followed. You know, it just is, it's very, very strange. But, you know, this is what people, I think, get used to until they get tired of it and upset by it and realize that good old-fashioned communications like ours really do have a place in our polite society. And we'd love to get back to that again because I'm really tired of people calling each other names. Well, one thing we will be calling you is... we'll be calling you back to the radio tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports live here on KQ&A. We have we've got a lot of Diamondback stuff to talk about. Obviously, they got off to a great start, although they melted down last night after a wonderful comeback. And they had the winning run on third base with nobody out. It's like, for crying out loud, bunt the ball. What's the matter with you? You know, so anyway, and, you know, why would they let Alex Avila, who had struck out five times, why would they let him bat with the winning run on third base? Pinch hit, for God's sake. Anyway, Torrey was manager of the year last year, so he's having a sophomore jinx. But we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And Mark Levin, speaking of people who call each other names, you know, he's a very quiet, meek, and mild guy, and he will join us on the Talk of the Quad Cities here on KQ&A. Want to thank David Baird and the ghost of Talk of the Town past, Chuck Roberts, for joining me, albeit in silence, here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. For everybody here, we want to say thanks. We'll see you next Thursday right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.